poll, majority of blacks, Hispanics support anti-illegal immigration 2020 candidates. By John Binder on August 7, 2019. The overwhelming majority of American voters say they are more likely to support 2020 presidential candidates who oppose illegal immigration to the United States, a new poll finds. The latest Harvard/Harris poll reveals that about 70%, or 7 in 10, U.S. voters said they would be more likely to support a 2020 presidential candidate who stands for strengthening our border to reduce illegal immigration to the country. Only 30% of U.S. voters said they would be less likely to support a 2020 presidential candidate who supported reducing illegal immigration. Support for reducing illegal immigration is vastly popular among swing voters, about 69% of whom said they would be more likely to back a candidate like President Trump in the 2020 election because of his stance against illegal immigration. Similarly, voters across racial lines said they would be more likely to support a 2020 presidential candidate that wants to reduce illegal immigration. Roughly 63% of black Americans and 61% of Hispanic Americans said they would be more likely to support an anti-illegal immigration presidential candidate. More than 7 in 10 working and lower middle class Americans, as well as 71% of suburban voters, said the same. As Breitbart News reported, the Harvard/Harris poll found that nearly 7 in 10 swing voters, along with 64% of all U.S. voters, said they are less likely to support a 2020 presidential candidate who supports more immigration to the country. The Washington, D.C. imposed mass immigration policy, whereby more than 1.5 million mostly low-skilled foreign workers are admitted to the U.S. to compete against Americans every year, has been a boon to corporate executives, Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates, as every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of an occupation's labor force reduces Americans' hourly wages by 0.4%. Every 1% increase in the immigrant workforce reduces Americans' overall wages by 0.8%. Currently, there are anywhere between 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living across the country, the majority of which live in California, New York, Florida, and Texas. The poll surveyed 2,214 registered American voters online between July 31 and August 1. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.